A bright, fat, orange pumpkin sat on the top of the step of my porch. Its sparkly eyes shined on the windows. I smelt the delicious smell of the pumpkin seeds. When I felt the pumpkin, its hard shell protected it so I wouldn't hurt it. So it just sat there all day, grinning with joy. I just wish I didn't make it into a cavity.
Let's do a ketchup bottle for Emily. And do we have a star or a wish? Caroline?
I wish it was a little bit louder.
A little bit louder. We all need to work on being louder. I want everyone to put their hands on their stomachs. And we're going to, on the count of three, say school. And I want you to feel it come from your stomach. If you're speaking from the bottom of your stomach, you're kind of going to feel it in your stomach muscles. Ready? School! Can you feel it in your stomach? Then I want you to try to be even louder. Here we go. One, two, three.
School!
Still can't hear
it.
Okay.
So, I can't feel it.
Can anybody feel it? If we're really getting from deep inside of us, we can feel that. So when you're being a little quiet, or if you see me do this, it's not that I'm hungry. It's me giving you a little reminder to talk from deep within you. Okay. How about a star? Something Emily did nice in her description of her pumpkin. Valerie? From your stomach.
I like how she,
Remember when we raised our hand, it means we're prepared with something to say. All right, that happens. Who else has a comment for a star for Emily? Really? Well, I loved some of the vocabulary she used. She remembered vocabulary from the pumpkin experiment, like cavity. I thought that was great.